Chinese authorities have voiced strong opposition towards the U.S. announcement of visa restrictions on Chinese officials. The Commissioner's Office of the Chinese Foreign Ministry in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region also urges the U.S. side to stop interfering with the city's affairs. The office rejects the U.S. accusation that the central government of China has undermined the high degree of autonomy of the Special Administrative Region. It says the national security legislation for Hong Kong is a major measure to improve the One Country, Two Systems policy and a fundamental step to end the chaos in the city and preserve its peace and stability. The Beijing Health Commission said 14 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases were recorded on Saturday. The 14 cases were reported in two districts in Beijing, including 10 in Fengtai and 4 in Daxing. Beijing also registered 3 asymptomatic cases on Saturday. The city has reported 311 COVID-19 infections since June 11th, when the first case of Beijing's Xinfadi Market cluster was detected. A global fundraising meeting has raised $6.9 billion to fight COVID-19. The money will be used for COVID-19 tests, treatments and vaccines, and also to support the world's poorest and most marginalized communities. Worldwide, about a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing, while some could move into late-stage testing later this year if all goes well. It's unlikely any would be licensed before early next year at the earliest. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over. She stresses that everyone shares a joint responsibility in following social distancing and hygiene rules as lockdown rules are relaxed. Merkel says getting Europe's economy back on track is her primary goal as Germany takes over the rotating European Union presidency next week. She urges European leaders to reach an agreement on the EU budget as quickly as possible. Johns Hopkins University says the number of COVID-19 infections in the United States has topped 2.5 million. The university also says the number of fatalities nationwide is now over 125,400. The state of New York reported over 391,000 cases and 31,000 deaths, both topping the nation. But the state's COVID-19 test positivity rate has dropped to around 1%, the lowest among the country's big states. Other states with over 100,000 cases include California, New Jersey, Texas, Illinois, Florida, and Massachusetts. Princeton University will remove former President Woodrow Wilson's name from its public policy school and a residential college, saying his racist views and policies make him an inappropriate namesake. The Princeton University Board of Trustees has voted to remove the name. The school will be known as the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs, while the college will simply be called First College. Wilson served as president of Princeton University and as the 34th governor of New Jersey before winning the 1912 presidential election. He was the 28th U.S. president from 1913 to 1921. U.S. fighter jets have intercepted 4 Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska. Military officials said U.S. F-22 fighter jets intercepted 4 Russian Tu-142 reconnaissance aircraft entering the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone on Saturday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command said the Russian aircraft remained in international airspace and they didn't enter U.S. sovereign airspace.